Are you a tenant in Montreal? Do you have questions about your rights? Your local housing committee can help. To find the housing committee for your neighborhood or for more resources, go to www.rclalq.qc.ca.
Hello, 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 hello.
Should we play it?
One. Sounds like. Okay.
Easy song, easy song, easy song, living.
Listening to Easy Sonic Living on CKUT 90.3. This show is the anti-war special. I can't believe it. The Houthis in Yemen are bombing international shipping routes. And because the man is upset, suddenly the US and the UK are bombing Yemen. And Canada's involved. Canada's backing them. So, yeah, I just thought we should all know that. And because of that, we're going to talk about what war is good for. Which, as of course you know, absolutely.
Yeah.
What is it good for?
Absolutely.
Nothing.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
What is it good for?
Absolutely.
Nothing.
Say it again, y'all.
What is it good for?
Absolutely.
Nothing.
Listen to me.
Wow.
Send only to the undertaker.
taker. To me.
War.
It ain't nothing but a heartbreaker.
War.
I got one friend, that's the Undertaker.
Oh,
has shattered many a young man's dreams. Made him disabled, pillar and me. Life is much too short and precious. It's been fighting wars each day. War can't give life. To me.
War.
It ain't nothing but a heartbreaker.
War.
Friend only to the Undertaker.
Oh.
He's loving and understanding. Tell me, he's got no place for the enemy. They say we must fight to keep our freedom, but Lord knows there's got to be a better way.
Oh, war.
One state is trying to violently seize power and control over another. Backing up the military apparatus necessary to carry this out is the intense alienation between people. People need to see one another as just rules, labels, enemies, and interchangeable cogs in massive institutional machines. In other words, complete dehumanization. This alienation is reinforced by capitalist consumer culture and authority itself, both of which need to dehumanize people in order to function. Alienation also leads to us not being able to help one another out, support one another, or accomplish great new things together. Alienation leads us to think that it is not possible for us to work together to meet all of our needs. Dehumanization makes it possible to kill, maim, and torture fellow human beings. One does not concern oneself with the destruction of mere foreign objects.
Thank you. world that should be one. One, you know, they talk about globalization because they want capital to move across. They want trade to move across. They want to obliterate national boundaries for trade, for money, for commerce. Our problem is to obliterate national boundaries for human beings so that we don't think of people living on another side of a boundary as being enemies of ours. So we think of the children in other countries as being like our children. No better, no worse. When you think of it that way, when you think that the children in Iraq, the children in China, the children in Russia, the children in Latin America, when you think that these children are our children, we have to think of them as our children, then you cannot make war. Because war is always a war against children.
America, it's up to you. Let Mr. Politician know how you feel. Let him know that you're not going to take no more. Stop paying taxes. Stop paying for corruption and injustice. It's up to you.
Stop paying taxes. Hey, now what are we all? Stop paying
Here's a message from some Japanese anarchists in the 1930s. This was first published in 1931 as Japan was invading Manchuria.
The true cause of the mobilization to China is none other than the ambition of the Japanese capitalist class and military to conquer Manchuria. Japan has its own Monroe Doctrine. Japanese capitalism cannot develop or even survive without Manchuria. That is why its government is inclined to risk anything so as not to lose its many privileges in China. Therefore, it has approved the enormous expense of mobilization. In this situation, what must we do? The communists say defend and come to the aid of the Chinese Revolution. But who will benefit in China when Japanese power is totally eliminated from that country? It will be none other than the newly rising Chinese bourgeoisie and the capitalists of other countries. We must keenly observe and criticize all that takes place. In the face of war, we must not make the mistake which our comrade Kropotkin and others made during the World War. Of course, we oppose the mobilization, but we found that merely one-sided opposition is a very feeble response. The sole method to eradicate war from our world is, for us, acting as the popular masses, to reject it in all countries simultaneously. We must cease military production, refuse military service, and disobey the officers. Complete international unity of the anarchists would signal our victory, not only economically, but in the war against war.
Who's afraid of the sun? Who would question the goodness of the mighty? We who banish the threat. When your little ones all go nighty-nighty, well, there's no time for doubt right now and less time to explain. So get back on your horses, kiss my ring. Forced our words, and we find that ingenuously churlish words are just words. Don't be so pessimistic, weak and girlish. We like strong, happy people who don't think there's something wrong with pride. Work makes them free, and we spread that. The journalist cried out when it was too late to stop us. Everyone had awakened to the dream they could enter our colossus. And now I'm right. Yeah, you said I'm right. There's nothing that can harm me, 'cause the sun never sets on my dungeons or my.
Shit. Homophobes, Aryan nations and hammer skins. You can wear my nuts on your Nazi chins. I love a man in uniform.
And just what exactly are the great historical accomplishments of your race that make you proud to be white? Capitalism, slavery, genocide, sitcoms? This is your fucking white history, my friend. So why don't we start making the history worth being proud of and start fighting the real fucking enemy?
Swastikas and Klan robes. Sexist, racist, homophobes. This one's for the master race. My brown power ass in your white power face. Kill them all.
We need
Morning Montreal, you're back. I'm just going to run through some of the songs we've been listening to on this anti-war special. We heard Propagandi, The Only Good Fascist is a Dead Fascist, We Don't Need the Army, Slime, Die for the Government, Anti-Flag, No More Trouble by Bob Marley, What If We All Stop Paying Taxes, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, Empire by Dar Williams, War by Edwin Starr, and we started it off with a couple tracks from the Heritage Orchestra, Hot Wheels, and It's Just Begun. We're going to listen to a song now that's a bit intense, so a little trigger warning, especially if you've ever lived through a war or you've even been anything involving an explosion of some kind. There's going to be some imagery in this next song that is maybe something you might want to skip. We're going to listen to PJ Harvey, The Words That Maketh War Murder. This song's about 4 minutes long. Take care. Easy Sonic Living, CKUT 90.3.
Never return again. 10 million mothers' hearts fate for the one who died in vain. Head bowed down in sorrow in her lonely year, I heard a mother murmur through her tears. I didn't raise my boy to be a soldier. I brought him up to be my pride and joy.
Who dared to place a musket on his shoulders to shoot some other mother's darling boy?
The stations of a race, their future troubles.
It's time to lay the sword and gun away.
There'd be no war today if mothers all would say, I didn't raise my boy to be a soldier. What victory can cheer a mother's heart when she looks at her blighted home? What victory can bring her back all she cares to call her own? Let each mother answer in the years to be, remember that my boy belongs to me.
I didn't raise my boy to be a soldier.
I brought him up to be my pride and joy.
And boy, who dared to place a musket on his shoulder to shoot some other mother's darling boy? The stations of a race, their future troubles. It's time to lay the sword and gun away.
There'd be no war today if mothers all would say,
I didn't raise my boy to be a soldier. I didn't raise my boy to be a soldier.
I brought him up to be my pride and joy.
Who dares to place a musket on his shoulder to shoot some other mother's darling boy? The stations of a trace their future troubles. It's time to lay the sword and gun away.
There'd be no war today if mothers all would say,
I didn't raise my boy to be a soldier.
Office, where so many decisions have been made that shaped the history of this nation, I have always tried to do what was best.
Yes. And Canada.
Alam ang legal.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm over here, this job is evil. They sent me here to Vietnam to kill innocent people. My mother wrote me, said the president, he doesn't care. He trying to leave the footprints of America here. They say we're trying to stop Chinese expansion, but I ain't seen no Chinese since we landed. Sent my whole entire unit thinking we could win against the Viet Cong guerrillas there in Gia Dinh. I didn't sign up to kill women or any children. For every enemy soldier, we killing six civilians. Yeah, and it ain't right to me. I ain't got enough of motherfucking fighting me. It frightens me, and I just want to see my son and moms. But over here, they dropping 7 million tons of bombs. I spend my days dodging all these booby traps and mines, and at night praying to God that I get back alive. Forced to sit back and wonder why I was a part of Operation Rolling Thunder. In a foxhole with 9 months left here. Jungle like the fucking harbinger of death here. I don't wanna be here. I'm scared. I just wanna go home. You fucking kidding me? Don't be a pussy. Don't you love your country? I like being here.
True story.
I'm ready.
Call me Thorburn, John A. Staff Sergeant, Marksman, skilling, killing, illing. I'm able and willing. Kill a village elephant, raping and pillage a village. Illegitimate killers, U.S. military guerrillas. This ain't no real war. Vietnam shit. World War II, that's a war. This is just a military conflict. Soothing, drug abusing. Vietnamese women screwing. Sex, gambling, and booze. And all this shit is amusing. Bitches and guns, this is every man's dream. I don't want to go home where I'm just an ordinary human being. Special op, Huey Chopper, gunship, run shit. Gook run when the minigun. Spit, won't miss, kill shit. Spit 4,000 bullets a minute. Victor Charlie hit trigger, hit it. I'm in it to win it, get it. The lieutenant hit it. The villain, I've been it. The killing, I did it. Crippled, did it. Pictures, I painted. It's vivid, livid. A wizard with weapons. A secret mission, we about to begin it. Government funded behind enemy lines. Bullets is spraying. It's heating up 100 degrees. The enemies, the North Vietnamese. Bitch, please, ain't no sweat. I'm totally at ease. Until I see the pilot got hit. And we about to hit some trees. Taylor Road, a pro crash land. America. American man, Cambodia, right in the enemy hand. Take a swig of the whiskey to calm us. Them yellow men wearing black pajamas, they wanna harm us. They all up on us, bang, bang. Bullet hit my chest, feel no pain. To my left, the captain caught a bullet right in his brain. Body parts flying, loss of limbs, explosions, bad intentions. I see my best friend's intestines. Pray to the one above, it's raining, I'm covered in mud. I think I'm dying, I feel dizzy, I'm losing blood. I see my childhood, I'm back in the arms of my mother. I see my whole life, I see Christ, I see bright lights. I see Israelites, Muslims and Christians in peace, no fights. Black, whites, Asians, people of all types. I must have died, then I woke up surprised I'm alive. I'm in a hospital bed, they rescued me, I survived. I escaped the war, came back, but ain't escape. Agent Orange, two of my kids born handicapped. Spastic, quadriplegia, microcephalic, cerebral palsy, cortical blindness. Name it, they had it, my son died, he ain't live. But I still try to think positive, cause in life, God take, God give.
For press use only, Baby Grand Records.
Side.
they will not show you that on television. They will show you smart bombs, and they'll show you, oh wow, military victories and this building destroyed, that building destroyed. They won't show you how many children die in wars. But you may know that ever since World War II, in every war, more civilians die than military. And so many of these are children. If you begin to think of wars always as wars against children, you cannot make war. And then you have to think, yes, there are problems in the world, there are tyrants in the world, there's evil in the world, you want to make things better, but that you better do it without war. Because war is the indiscriminate killing of large numbers of people.
Digesting Reader's Digest in the back of the dirty bookstore. A plastic flag with gum on the back fell out on the floor. Well, I picked it up and I ran outside, slapped it on my window shield. And if I could see old Betsy Ross, I'd tell her how good I feel. But your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. They're already overcrowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. And your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. Well, I went to the bank this morning, and the cashier said to me, if you join the Christmas club, we'll give you 10 of them flags for free. Well, I didn't mess around a bit, I took him up on what he said, and I stuck them stickers all over my car and one on the wife's forehead. But your flag gal won't get you into heaven anymore. They're already crowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. And your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. Well, I got my window shields filled with flags I couldn't see. Car upside a curb, right into a tree. By the time they got a doctor down, I was already dead. And I'll never understand why the man standing in the pearly gates said, but your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore. We're already overcrowded from your dirty little war. Now Jesus don't like killing, no matter what the reason's for. And your flag decal won't get you into heaven anymore.
You have the emergence in human society of this thing that's called the state. What is the state? The state is this organized bureaucracy. It is the police department. It is the army, the navy. It is the prison system, the courts, and what have you. This is the state. It is a repressive organization. But the state, and you, well, you know, you've got to have the police, because if there were no police, look at what you'd be doing to yourselves. You'd be killing each other if there were no police. But the reality is, the police become necessary in human society.
Down through the years, the biblical prophecies of what would portend the coming of Armageddon and so forth. Theologians for the last decade or more have believed that this was true, that the prophecies are coming together that portend that. But no one knows whether Armageddon, those prophecies mean that Armageddon is 1,000 years away or day after tomorrow. Now, with regard to having to say whether we would try to survive in the event of a nuclear war, of course we would.
Speak about destruction. Speak about destruction. Speak about destruction. This is a world of destruction. Your life.
Wrapping it up for this week's Easy Sonic Living. I'm gonna just list off a few of the sounds we heard. In this last section, we heard I Didn't Raise My Boy to Be a Soldier, Girls Quartet, Dumb All Over, Frank Zappa, Your Flag Decal Won't Get You Into Heaven Anymore, John Prine, Uncommon Valor, A Vietnam Story, and Which Side Are You On? And also World Destruction. So, take care. See you later. Easy Sonic Living, CKUT 90.3.
See, I gotta draw a line. I can't take it no more. If you ain't down with revolution, what you waiting for? Making money for suckers and not communities poor. Ripping flags off of coffers, man, this ain't our war. Colonized and terrorized by the world's biggest killers. The U.S. government, the biggest weapon and drug dealers. Filling prisons with children, incarcerating the future. MySpace and Facebook got us stuck on computers. Stuck on stupid bumping music that's abusive to the shorties. And the nonsense that you're spitting, they just listen and absorbing. I've been dormant, I've been woken, I'm a giant, I'm ready. I'm with the Apple and Oaxaca and we hold the machine.
machetes. I rock hard like Palestinian children holding slingshots. I'm with every single kid that's down for hip hop, for the culture, the life, what it really stands for. This music is resistance, it's the voice of the poor. I'm on the side of the work cause the teachers are lunch ladies. On the streets with brown mommies raising out brown babies. I'm with youth organizers cleaning up the Bronx River. I'm like Jaime Escalante when I stand and deliver. I'm with Evo Morales, man, he running Bolivia. Distribution of the land so we can all live bigger. I'm with Hugo and Fidel, Grandmaster and Melly Mel. I'm with the Panthers up in Queens, justice for Sean Bell. I'm with Camacho Negron, I'm with Ojeda Rios. Freedom for Oscar López, time to get in the pill. I'm with Abu Jamal, I'm with Asada Shakur. I'm with the compas in the market, he getting a penny more.
The lies, think about the dead soldiers when you drive and you ride. The people die for the war, and Daddy Bush's revenge. I'm with the widows, the children, and the lonely best friends. I'm for families staying together as one. I'm not for the raids and the deportations. I'm with Victor Toro and the MIR. So watch out for them snitches in their unmarked car. And for Lil Salico, we gon' fight for your moms. So we gon' shout her out twice in one song. I'm for 12 million workers and Elvira Adriano. For a world without borders and a better tomorrow.
Authority makes it possible to deny the inherent self-directing and self-realizing nature of human beings. Authority is the delegation of all.
What it bees like, folks? You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM. And this program is called Spence Play. Until 2 a.m. So dig it. Talking about 1989 and good old Paula Abdul.